Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
I created a space where we can celebrate the unsung and the undervalued. A place where we focus on the many talents and influences for women within the culture in hopes to inspire women everywhere to overcome adversity in a male-dominated world. Welcome to Woman in Hip Hop.
What's up, everybody? Jazzy Bell here from Woman in Hip Hop Podcast. And on this show, we focus on the many talents and influences from women within the culture. And today is going to be an amazing show because I have two amazing guests. Right here to my right is my girl. Okay, she is formerly a media personality at Hot 97. She still does her thing, and she's one of the best artist managers in the game. Shout out to Zayna Ray. Y'all say hello. Zayna!
What's up, guys?
I'm so happy that you're here.
I'm grateful to be here, as always, you know. This is the second time around, you know what I'm saying, watching you grow. Mm-hmm. This body, so you call me, I'm there, baby.
Thank you, boo. And to my far right, okay, is one of my favorite people in the world, one of my favorite journalists, and he's also the executive producer of the MTV Effect. Y'all say hello to Doma T. Pongo.
The handsome.
Wow, great.
The handsome.
Both of you guys have been on my show before, so I appreciate you guys coming back on this special episode of me giving my top 10 favorite female rappers in 2023. Alone.
Okay.
So when y'all understand this list, don't be like, where's the little Kim? It's like, did she drop an album in 2023?
Right, only 2023.
Only 2023.
Yeah. Man, it's dope to be on with y'all, by the way. And you were on the first episode of Women in Hip Hop, I heard.
It was the first episode?
Very first.
The very first.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, no, that's fire. I didn't realize that.
I'm a part of history right here.
I think we all just doing it for history. You know, we doing it for the culture. But thank you. I appreciate that. I didn't realize that.
Yes. My first episode was with Zayna Ray. That was back in January of 2017. So just a week from today, it's going to be 7 years.
Come on, man.
Such a long time.
Just shout out to you, Jazzy. I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you, too. And Doma T, you was here a couple of episodes ago.
That's right.
We discussed a couple of things. People had a lot to say, but I think it was one of my very best and successful episodes.
Thank you.
So I appreciate you lending your talents with me here again today. And another reason why I appreciate you being here is because you're very well-versed when it comes to women in hip-hop.
Yes. I love any MCs, but I particularly love the way a lot of the women who have, like, planted their flag, the way they navigate the game. Because it's a lot more that they tend to have to prove, have to do. So anybody who cuts through is usually exceptionally talented. So,
yes,
you know, it's dope to have this convo with you.
But in particular, you worked on some projects where it was geared towards just female rap. Talk about that real quick.
Yes, we did the Woman in Rap show at MTV. Shout out to Nia Brown, black woman, producer, and social media manager at MTV, put together this Woman in Rap showcase. We had Flyana Boss, Lola Brooke, and Mona Leo, and I hosted it. And we had fans, super fans in the room. It was turned. It's on YouTube somewhere. Just put in Woman in Rap MTV, you know. But, you know, I'm kind of a connoisseur of this music thing.
You know?
So it's dope to have this convo with you.
Hey, you're kind of a big deal. One of my favorite moments this year was a moment that went viral with you and Sweetie.
Speaking of Women in Rap.
Right. Where she kind of butchered the whole reading of the teleprompter. Respect to you, Sweetie, but this just ain't for everybody. I've been trying to tell people, as a media personality, this is not easy. This mic and the reading of the teleprompter is not for the faint of heart. And although you dropped the ball,
Shout out to Don Batiste for holding you down, because I feel like he did a good look to the side.
Good.
I hope you're expecting a comment or reply.
I'm expecting you to elaborate on how it was in that moment, because you were all over the place.
Did you
right next to her?
In that moment? Like,
yes.
Okay.
All right. It wasn't like, first, shout out to Saweetie. She, I see why they call her Saweetie, because she is a sweetheart, for real.
Yes.
I don't think people really understand that. When you meet her and you work with her, she's so
sweet.
You had
a disclaimer, though?
Yeah. No,
I'm not late on that.
You know, because you've done live radio. Both y'all have done live radio. You know when a moment is about to be the moment. And sometimes the people around you don't really know. Like, the producers might, you know, maybe they try to placate you and be like, oh, that was fine. You know, it was just a little... I knew it, because I know the internet seizes on half a second. And coming from radio, half a second of silence sounds like 5 minutes to you.
It's called dead air.
You know, it's a little more forgiving on television, but you could see the face. Mm-hmm. So, you know, especially when my sis was like, oh, I was like, dang, if she wouldn't have said, oh, we probably wouldn't have noticed that she had lost her place on the thing. But immediately after that, I was like, y'all ain't. No, it wasn't enough, like...
Critique?
Yeah, critique or, you know...
The producers that come to her and say, okay.
Maybe they did, out of earshot of me, but I felt like... I'm like, I don't know if they know it. My assistant was there, too. Shout out to Paris. She was like... She looked at me like, gee. I was like, ah.
Do you think it was just nerves, or you think she really couldn't see? Like...
I think it was... when you're an artist, I think you're used to being interviewed, and I ad-libbed. So maybe, you know, you lose your place in the...
Aww.
In the teleprompter.
That's so sweet. You're blaming yourself for throwing her off. This is why we love Don Matee here.
She's so sweet. That's why they call her Sweetie.
Shout out to you, Sweetie. Yes. She's been on the podcast before, too, as well. So we obviously love you here. Again, this just ain't for everybody. Can we agree, honestly, as professionals?
We just giving you your flowers.
I appreciate it. I receive
doing your thing in that moment.
And that facial expression was hilarious. Okay. So, again, with this episode, we're giving my top 10. Just mine. So do not... you know, ridicule these beautiful people over here on the couch. It's just
I want all the smoke. I don't care.
Oh, I know that's right. Well, puff, puff, pass.
Right.
Okay. We want all the smoke.
Right.
All right. So I want to give a huge shout out to one of my other favorite people in the world is B-Dot. Shout out to Brian B-Dot Miller. Yes. He's known every year for dropping his top 10 favorite rappers of the year, and I don't think he dropped his list yet. He just dropped it.
A couple, as of this taping, maybe 2 days ago.
I forgot.
No, he
ain't
been
no
dropping.
Women on his list, by the way.
Okay, and that's the reason. Great point, and that's the reason why I created my list, because again, he is a good friend of mine, and I always get on him. Like, where are the women?
Yeah.
And he's a self-proclaimed misogynist, so I teased him every day about that, and it's kind of a running joke in our friendship. So shout out to B-Dot for inspiring this. And I'm going to use his criteria as to like what he uses to base his list off of.
Okay.
So it's based off of skills, rapper's lyrical ability, performance, showmanship on album, and presence, relevance, and consistency throughout the year.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. So let's get it started. Here's my number 10.
Uh-oh.
And the Libra in me just couldn't decide, so this is a tie. I gave it to two ladies, Lady London and Lola Brooke.
A tie.
A tie for 10. Ooh. Okay. I think Lola should be higher on the list. I think I put Lola higher on the list, because if we're talking about showmanship and consistency and like presence, I feel like she was more present in the, you know, in the zeitgeist than a lot of other people that, you know, might be considered. Like, but as far as skill, Lady London, I put her, like, you know, between, you know, the 7 and 10 slot, because she ain't too many that could touch her on that microphone.
Lyrically,
I think she just,
a beast.
On that
pen,
lyrically,
in that pace.
Yeah. I think she just probably is, her moment hasn't come yet as far as, like, the broader fan base getting in tune with her. But it's just a matter of time.
Okay, what do you think?
I think Lola, she needs her own place, because she, you know, she did her thing this year. We know her. Like, we know that little person with the fitted hat. Yeah. We know her, that deep voice. You know, she has created that presence, and I think that she's reminded a lot of, you know, hip-hop connoisseurs about, like, you know, old school hip hop and like the Kim days and the Foxy days. And mm-hmm. it brings back that true New York essence. So like, I think we got to give her her own space because, you know, London is still on her way up. And that's my girl. Uh-huh. Shout out to Lady London. And her pen game is crazy. But yeah, I think Lola deserves a little bit higher.
Okay.
And then we can start Lady there because, you know, I think next year might be her year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, maybe as I further go along with my list, y'all can understand why. But as far as album, shout out to Lady London. Her album was called Soul. That came out in November. Dennis' daughter, Lola Brooks' album. Mm-hmm. That came out in November as well. And I just feel like their trajectory as far as their careers, this year alone, mm-hmm. not, you know, her hit that she has with Billy B. We're not talking don't play with it, don't play mm-hmm. with it, don't right, play right, with right. it. And I think when y'all think of Lola Brooks, we're still on that. Are we not still on that?
That's a fact. We are.
And we, you know, shout out to being in New York. I know we see her everywhere when it comes to presence, to your point. But we're talking about to the broader.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah. Or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Worldwide spectrum. And I don't think either one of them has really gotten there, right? And I look at consistency, I feel like they both have been very consistent, not just with dropping the albums around the same time, but their features mm-hmm. that they have. They have one with each other, with Sierra. Pop Shit. I love Dylan. What a rich nigga. Like, come on. Like, that was this year. That was viral. That was a whole TikTok moment. Yeah. Like, everybody had that as their background. You know what I mean? Yeah. Peace yeah. When it comes to their videos. She did do something with Jeremiah. Yeah, yeah, with Dreezy. Shout out to Chi-Town's own.
By the way, I was going to say, Lady London verse on that Yeah, Yeah went so crazy.
If I will be honest, I didn't really like Lola's album.
And I was going to get there.
Lady all of the credit on the album, the signs, now the getting the features, time. Just the thought process that she put into that body of work. Mm-hmm. Got to give her that.
Yeah, Zane, I was just going to say that too with Lola. I'm like, that's the only reason I wouldn't put her in that top five for mm-hmm. this year was because the album. And I only really think it was her fault so much as the beats were a little repetitive. It was very, like, Brooklyn drill sound. It just didn't
give us nothing new for her. Like, it didn't.
Yeah.
Oh, so now we agree with me a little bit. Okay.
Okay, Jazzy. We get it.
I think, again, because we see her doing her thing in the streets, and she's very present when it comes to marketing herself and promoting herself. But when it comes to just the music, mm-hmm. again, the album, the lyrical ability, she has it. But where's the diversity? You know what I mean? And I'm not even blaming it so much all on her, but shout out to the teams out there. I feel like y'all got to get her in the rooms with the right producers, the right writers even. You know, everybody get a little help. I'm not knocking your pen game. Mm-hmm. But it is what it is, you know? So, I think it's the same with Lady London as well. I'm not going to front. The Soul album, she's great. She's one of the best writers, but I feel like Soul kind of didn't resonate with the audience. The whole astrology kind of angle she was going with it, I thought it was a great idea, but I think it kind of fell flat.
Do you think so? You think Lola Brooke has some work on the pen game to do?
Not just the diversity of it, whether it's different producers, whether it's different writers, different features to come on and it kind of show her outside of the drill light, because she's ill. And to be honest with you, I think y'all need to give Dennis' daughter another listen, because I think it's better than what you think. I just, again, don't think she has anything that surpassed that. Don't play with it. Don't play with it. Don't play with it.
You don't think that record with her and
Bryson Tiller
saved her?
Yeah, and that, but that's are we just going to, and that's just one. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's why they're tied, because even with Lady London, Pop Shit was the one for me. Okay. And she did do something with Jeremiah as well. You see how they both have him on, and then Bryson Tiller as well.
That's crazy. I never really thought about that, but okay.
Now you understand the logic as to why they're tied.
Yes, Jazzy, okay. We got you.
Number nine. Number nine goes to Coi Leray. Coi Leray, her album Coi's, 16 songs that came out in June of this year. She just dropped the EP in August called Blue Moon, about 5 songs on there. Baby Don't Hurt Me. Baby, you know her. She remixed that record. Y'all faces. Okay, just tell me what y'all think about.
No, we Coi Leray. I'll let you finish. You do a good setup.
My body, you know, she sampled that. It's my party. I can cry about, you know, that whole.
Even in the setup, you're already
saying. I'm letting you finish.
It wasn't really for me to finish. I was just, y'all faces kind of got screwed up. So I was giving. Here's the thing about Coi Leray. I'll take it. I think she is an undeniable star. I think that she's very self-sufficient. So I respect any woman out there that's not trying to be a nepo baby, you know, and she really has her own look, you know, that separates her from the rest. And as far as relevancy, I feel like she has a fan base that really fucks with her. The album to me needs some work. I feel like the samples is a bit redundant. Again, I just feel like it's just like, all right, like we got Nicki Minaj with everybody, but she made it her own. I feel a lot of samples that she has on her album, she didn't really make it her own, but she's very relevant in today's time, and I think she has a great sound.
That song, I'm gonna get you another bite, that came out this year?
Yeah. I'm gonna get you another.
I think so.
It's on a Coi album.
I think you said exactly what I was thinking, because even as you were talking about the album, you named the samples, it's overkill with the sample. She got the Man's World sample with the James Brown flip. Like, almost every record on the album is a flip, and it just makes her seem not as original or inventive as she could be. And as an MC, even though she does freestyle, she's gotten a little better. I remember XXL freestyle wasn't, you know, up to par. She's gotten better as an MC, but it's hard for me to put her on a list even at the top 10 slots when I don't think her pen game is really there. I look at her as an artist.
Okay.
And I think that she has all of the intangibles that an artist can have. She got an it factor. You want to pay attention to her. Mm-hmm. Even the songs that come out. Even every song on Coi album, it kind of plays like a playlist almost. Like, it's not like they're bad songs.
Mm-hmm.
Very trendy, very poppy. It seems like she's chasing that next hit. But I don't see her as like a rapper that, you know, can stand the test of time as an MC, as an artist.
I feel like they give Coi a hard time.
Okay,
like, I mean, not to say like that, just because, like, I just appreciate hard work, you know. And one thing I can say about Coi is that girl works her ass off, and like, from, you know, my introduction to music, like, she's been in every studio. Like, from the beginning, like, she been around. She was, like, the little homie, but the girl that was just getting the features with everybody, that was working her way up. And so I think that's why, like, I try to give her, like, her flowers, you know? Because she could have, I feel like we didn't really know she was Benzino's daughter.
That part.
Until she blew up, you know what I'm saying? Everybody walked, my daddy is this. You know how this is, my daddy is that. Mm-hmm. So I give it to her because she's done that. And I feel like she's been able to create, like, her own just, like, lane. So, like, I respect when you say, like, she's an artist, because TikTok's crazy. She could be cooking. She's the skinny girl with the, you know, she got short hair. She got, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. She's able to exude, I think, anything that she wakes up to do. That's she's right. Almost, to me, like a Doja, but, like, like a hooder, younger version. You know what I'm saying? Like, she can be everything and anything. Yes. But I do feel like, unfortunately, we'll get to this conversation in a second, because I know it's going to come up. But like,
okay.
Between the Glorilla, Sexy Red, her.
Yes.
Correlation. It feels like there can only be one. And I think that's what the problem is, that it's not fair. That, like,
That's the problem with the industry.
We'll get there.
In general. But even not to jump ahead to that conversation, but even as you named, you know, a Glorilla, like, Glorilla can rap. You know, she can rap. And Coi, she can make great songs. And so I'm not knocking her. But, you know,
and she's been putting out a body of work this year. She's been consistently.
We just talked about Lola, right? And we were saying we want Lola to be an artist. But she's just technically rapping.
It's like, so the perfect.
It's like everybody that wants to rap, we want them to be an artist. Everybody want to be an artist, you're like, but she not a rapper.
But as we go up this list, the closer we get to number one, there are some artists that are able to do both.
There you go. And now y'all see why they 10 and 9. Okay.
yes, Jazzy.
Okay.
Yeah. I got to give a correction. I just thought about it. Okay. I don't know if B-Dot dropped his list of 2023 best rappers. I think he did best albums. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we said that earlier. It was just on my mind.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Well, I guess that is a difference.
Anyway. He did best album, and he did 23 out of 23. So 23 of his favorite songs in 2023. Yeah. Okay. That's why I said he's been dropping list after list, but brother, we waiting on the one.
Oh, the big list. Okay, yeah.
Waiting on the one. But in the meantime, in between time, here's mine. Okay. Right. Number eight. I don't know how y'all gonna feel about this one. Bia is number eight for me.
I like Bia a lot. I
think
She remind me of Lady London in terms of the voice. I feel like Bia got one of them ill voices. Lady London got an ill voice and delivery. Bia's always interesting, you know what I'm saying, when I hear on the record.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear the full album, though, so I got to abstain from the larger part of the conversation.
Yes.
But I heard a lot of the records from it, the singles from it. Even, I think this, did the song with Cole come out in 22?
With Cole?
With J. Cole?
I think
Cole?
It came out this year, yeah. Top of the year.
Let me see. Yeah, it might have been top of the year or late last year.
Mm-hmm.
But that London record with Cole was one of my favorites. You know, I think she's an ill artist. I think she's dope.
Yeah, I think B is so dope. I think she's super underrated too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she's definitely another one that I've seen grinding for a very long time.
For a long time.
Great personality, great attitude. She's just like one of them cool Cali vibe girls. I don't even know she's from Cali, but she's acclimated to that Cali vibe. But
that's funny. Yeah, I could see her being synonymous with LA, but I think she's from Massachusetts.
But she's definitely like just super cool.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
She be coming with some stuff, but then it's like,
I also think she transcends hip hop. I think she could tap into other markets as well, where she could get really pop, you know, doing songs with other people. She also did a song with Busta Rhymes called Beach Ball that I thought was really cool when it dropped really in the summer. Millions and Millions and Millions is one of my faves. Shout out to Didi Leaks for being in that video. You bitches is mad. Bling, bling.
Yeah, that's a fact.
That was a whole moment.
Yes.
Milano, had crossover appeal. I forgot who's on that song with her. But that, to me, speaks to what we talked about just a second ago when it comes to artistry and being a full-fledged artist and being able to appeal not only to, like, our people and hip-hop and the true essence of hip-hop, but to also cross over and be an artist where everybody else can love you as well. And I think Bia has that. And she was very consistent this year.
Yeah, and I think that you, just because you had a big record or you had a feature of Nicki Minaj, I just don't think it's over for her. Like, I think that she gonna creep up on us.
That's right.
Yeah.
Those two was kind of neck to neck for me, Bia, Coi Leray, to your point. Like, the Nicki Minaj feature, it does help when you get co-signed from people like that. And the fact that they got on, her in particular, got on a record with y'all didn't need her. Neither one of y'all, Coi and Bia, like, that whole lot of money in this was. Nicki hopped on that and did her Thug Thizzle, but baby, you didn't need her. So I love artists like that when they can just, you know, sustain a dope position in women in hip-hop.
And shout out to Bia's voice, too, like, for real.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's something about, like, it's a nice monotone. It's not too aggressive. It's not too light. It's right where it needs to be. Shout out to Bia, baby.
And to your point earlier, one last thing. I love when artists have a big moment. Sometimes you see them hoard material because they are afraid that they can't follow up that moment.
We're going to talk about who that is. There's been a couple of them doing that. Like, girl, when you going to drop a new album,
sis? I'm not going to lie. I think this is why a lot of women in rap, like, we talk about misogyny and hip-hop, all of that is true.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of women don't get their shine. But women don't drop as frequently as men do.
And that's why a lot of these women that's on my list, they're on there because I feel like they're not afraid to drop.
To drop, exactly.
And they are consistent, whether it be they had an album or not, but they're featured on a lot of records, and they're killing it on these features.
Yes.
So far, the ladies that I named, especially if we go back to number 10, Lady London and Lola Brooke, those features, like they hopped on so many songs.
That's a fact.
To stay consistent along with dropping an album, and to your point, it's hard for a lot of artists to do that for whatever reason. Maybe it is because they're scared.
Well, yeah, and it's also so many other things have to click with women in order for them to pop on. You know, the look got to be together. The rollout has to be together. You're not expecting all of these different things from, you know, Kendrick necessarily. Well, he's such a big name. But you know, a lot of things have to align for women because you expect them to be artists in a way. We even talked about it now. Like, some of these people, if they were men and they just rap good, we still had a criticism, you know what I'm saying, that they didn't cross over, blah, 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 blah. But we'd be like, you know, you just rap well. That's it. Like,
you'll leave it alone.
Same
we don't care if you're fat. We don't care if you stank. You ain't shaved today. Come we don't on. Care if you're just wearing a sweatsuit. Like, but the ladies, to your point,
they have to have a lot
have
of
a
other things.
A lot
clicking.
Of moving parts.
No, that's a fact. Because I'm not going to lie, I gave Lola a hard time. Like, honestly, like, just being a New Yorker, I gave her a hard time.
Why?
Like, I just felt like, yo, you've been grinding for so long. Like, I want you to have this moment. Like, I remember, like, hearing when she came out with Future at, I think, it was either Barclays or Madison Square Garden. And I'm like, you supposed to have the biggest, longest fur dragon. It's just city. Like, I want you to be larger than life. And you're right. I would never say that about a guy.
Yeah.
I would never say, yo, oh, Fab went up there and he was just too drippy and ain't nobody want to see him just grab his, you know, hold a mic. We will never say that about a guy. Like, shout out to Fab. It's not personal. But
you can even go kiss
him outside. You know
at the garden. He had camos and Tims.
Yeah,
it was like,
but
it's cool.
Like, but for like the girls, it's like, yo, but she didn't get her chain yet. And she, her weaves ain't popping. Even for me today, I'm like, oh, the legs ain't legs. I got to make sure, you know, but that's really something that we, I guess, I don't know if we internalize that ourselves or if that's just something that's kind of just
no, it's the pressure
on us,
to be
the pressure
perfect.
That's been on us. Yeah.
And women within this culture, so much they would drag you in those comments. Her lace is showing. Her lashes don't look good. She need to lose weight. She needs to gain weight. You know,
she don't have a butt. She just
forcing people to get on that operating table and do BBLs. Like, it's so much pressure. So again, to your point, to be faced with that and to say, "Fuck it, I'm still going to put on music. I'm still going to show up to blow up." And that's why I rock with the Who, Women in Hip Hop.
Damn.
Number 7. Y'all ready for this one?
I hope so.
Lay it on us, mama.
One of my faves. I would love to put her higher on the list. I mean, it's my list. I probably should have. But the ones prior to her or above her on the list, I'm confident that, you know, they should be there.
Okay.
Number 7 goes to Flo Milli.
She dropped this year?
She did.
Okay.
Well, she... initially dropped
Emilio Pucci. I don't know it, but I know that. That's it.
Let me see.
So that's Never Lose Me.
Did Never Lose Me? Okay,
yeah, that's what it is.
Shout out to that record. Just yesterday, I want to say she entered top 100 with that record. It's her first time hitting the charts with all the songs she's ever put out. It was Never Lose Me that did it for her. I think it's like in the 80s, but since you on there. So congratulations.
Isn't that a remix? Or is that her song?
That's her. Oh, no. Like the beat or like, I want to say it is a sample. And honestly, I've listened to all these albums. Y'all sampled me out. It's a lot of samples on a lot of these
albums. I don't know if Flo Milli dropped enough for her to be that high on the list, Jazz.
Are you dead ass?
Like, did she? Well, refresh me, though. I'm cool with being wrong.
Okay, so
but
you.
But I don't know if she dropped enough.
You Still Here, Ho. That's the album. Now, I want to say initially came out in 2022, but she did an extended version, so you know how that goes. She added some songs, so that was released this year.
Okay.
20 songs was on there.
This is why. Flo Milli's like a Doja.
Okay, okay.
She's not, but she is.
Okay, break it down.
Yeah, that's an interesting take. Hold on.
Should be in the run of all these motherfuckers. We know that. Yes, you sit down and listen, like, this bitch, too. Like, it, in all reality, the only person that could go up against Nicki Minaj right now is Doja. I say that. But they won't give her that because Doja going to shave her eyebrows. Doja going to do weird shit. She going to come with, like, her body skinny like this. She going to do whatever she want to do, you know? Like, she's kind of like the Lady Gaga
of hip-hop.
That's
a good point.
And then it's like, we want to give her a hard time because she's also mixed, you know, and she kind of grew up in that whole, like, web world of like people and lives and doing weird
shit. Well, she was very problematic. She was very problematic. So I feel like when she does get a hard time or a bad rep, it's warranted. She has done some very problematic things. When it comes to that in particular, you know, using the N-word to some white folks on a damn racist chat, you know, that it's hard for me to look past that. But I do. Let me not say I do. It's still hard for me, but I listen to that girl, and I think she's such an amazing talent. Yeah.
And so you feel like Flo Millie is along those lines.
Yeah, like Flo Millie's that type, like, but she's like more like a pop kind of more so artist. But her manager is Ebony, who also managed Gunna, Future. I'll give her flowers.
Oh.
And that's why I feel like she's crossing over in another space, because like we, a lot of women in hip hop, you know, we look at our other women in hip hop and see them doing things. And I think along with the record also doing good, that's what's doing it for her. But she does kind of have like this annoying voice, and she kind of has this like pop vibe, and but it works for her.
Like,
and
it's it works,
unique, not annoying.
No, it is. I will say it to me at least.
It's annoying.
I got it.
Not to me.
People say that about Lady London.
I can't listen to it the whole car ride.
Here's the thing with Flo Millie. If I could just break down some of her singles that she did this year to you, because you say you're not too familiar. You feel like she hasn't done enough.
Like she hasn't dropped this yet. By the way, I'm a big Flo Millie fan as a human, too. She's an artist who knows who she is.
Mm.
And when you talk to her, she has a clear understanding of why she's doing records a certain way. And I think a lot of women on the list and a lot of women in hip-hop are chasing hits, chasing different things. I feel like when she's done her albums, she's been like, yo, I was a big fan of New York on the show, so I had her in these interludes. I had her in these skits. And so she really has a clear focus. So I think she's going to be around for the long haul. I just don't know that I remember her dropping frequently this year.
Well, even to your point, I can elaborate a little bit on that. She is like a pop culture princess to me, right?
Yeah.
She loves the reality TV. She's consistent with mimicking that part of our culture. And I'm all about an artist knowing who the fuck they are.
Yes.
And the rollout to a lot of her music has been very consistent.
Yeah.
Correct.
But, you know, Never Lose, like I said, we talked about that record, BGC, Bad Girls Club. Again, giving a nod to a well-known reality TV show.
Yeah.
Big Mad with Eye Candy, Chocolate Wayne, One Margarita, Sexy Red, 50 the Rapper was on there. Fruit Loop, Take It Up with Dila, and Blow the Whistle. I want to say Blow the Whistle is initially when she started coming out with singles this particular year, when she kind of...
What's up, podcast land? It's your boy C. Diddy, one half of the realest podcast ever. Are you tired of the same boring, unoriginal podcast that lack depth, originality, and substance? Well, I got a solution for you. Join us here every Monday and Thursday on Revolt Podcast Network for the realest podcast ever, where we bring you the best in entertainment news, fashion, sports, music reviews, politics, and street culture, with a mixture of the most powerful guests that you're going to find anywhere on the internet. Join us every Monday and Thursday for the realest podcast ever.
We make the whole Too Short, Blow the Whistle. And I think with her not only being consistent with who she is, I think I love that she sits in her confidence as a chocolate sister in an industry that really hypes up colorism. Or perpetuates colorism, I would say, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm a fan of Flo Millie. Oh, and when it comes to showmanship on the album, she shows up and she shows the fuck out. Mm-hmm. So again, lyrical ability, she has that.
Mm-hmm.
The showmanship performance, showmanship on the album consistently shows up. Mm-hmm. She doesn't miss a beat to me. And as far as relevancy and consistency, mm-hmm. I named down some singles. I want you to go home and do a little more research. But yeah, you still hear ho. It came out, extended version this year. Last year initially came out. Even before that, it was kind of a play off of You Still Hear Ho. I think it was like,
did
Ho,
she
You
have
Still
a
Hear
Ho. Or something like a remix with Nardo Wick or something like that. And it was like mad other people. I feel like I just saw that in the blogs recently too.
Oh, see?
That's, she had
it's
another,
a lot.
That's why I thought that verse from Never Lose Me was from that song, but it's not.
Okay.
Okay.
So you getting her hits mixed up. You know what I mean? That's how consistent
I
feel my girl is.
The past maybe like month and a half, I've definitely been seeing her heavy. So I feel like next year might be her year.
And people have been rooting for her, and that speaks to her relevancy. I feel like she has a fan base that supports the hell out of her, and she feeds that. She's not trying to teeter and do what everybody else is doing.
And that's why I give her the Doja comparisons, because that's the thing, too. Doja had her own core fan base that mm-hmm. locked in with her, they understood her, and that's how I feel like it is with Flo Milli. I feel like now we're getting, you know, the hit mainstream hip hoppers are getting her now, but uh-huh. she could pack out a show by herself.
Speaking of a show, I went to a show with Flo Milli performing, and it knocked me out of my fucking seat.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, oh, yeah. just because, and this is the thing, this is why I love doing this list. If you hear these names and you screwing up your face, like, I don't know who that is, please get familiar.
Yeah,
and absolutely. Then you will understand, okay, she's dope. That's what I'm here for. I want to expose y'all to different artists. It's going to be names on here that's obviously, you know, well-known. But Flo Milli is one of those ones that's going to surprise you guys in the future. So look out for her, I feel.
Can I give some honorable mentions along that vein? I wasn't texting. That's why I was looking at my phone.
I know what you was doing. You a journalist, baby. Yeah. Investigative journalist at times. Do your investigation.
I was thinking of what other artists in that class.
Uh-huh.
Maya the Don is much newer. But I think Maya the Don and Ken the Man are two other artists that I'd say kind of remind me, not even sound wise, but just fit in that pocket of, you know, that time is coming. You know,
their time is coming.
Yeah. So
I love that you said
out.
That. Yeah. Actually, I had a segment on there for that, so I'm glad you mentioned their names because they're gonna come up again later, for sure. Okay. Number six. I don't know how y'all gonna feel about this one. She did not drop an album this year.
I know who it is, probably.
But so. I feel she's again these singles. She's been very consistent with the features. And you can't deny this girl's relevancy. She just did a cover of Double XL. She put on some other women like Maya the Don, Flo Milli,
okay,
Mona Leo, just to name a few. Uh-huh. Number six goes to Lotto.
Okay. I'm not mad at that at all.
Yeah, that was a good reception.
I'm not mad at that.
Drink
at all.
To that.
I thought maybe she would have been a little higher, but
because she didn't drop an album this year.
Thank you.
Because she didn't drop an album this year. So I feel that for that reason.
I'll let you go.
Ooh, not the side eye, sis.
No. I'm giving her. This is her year. You know what I'm saying? Like, ooh. Last year might have not been her year.
Even when she dropped the album, but put it on the floor. You said that alone, right? Period. I mean, she's pretty high on the list for not dropping an album.
And I'm biased on Lotto because, you know, I'm from Chicago. When she jumped on Mouse Couture, I'm like, that, man, come on, man. Mm. You know, even, you know, I liked her verse. You know what I'm saying? But I think that, you know, her giving, like, going to the trenches and doing a record with a sister from Chicago, like, that's how you know what I mean?
But period, that's become her thing, you know? And I like that for her, like. Don't go back and forth. Go do what they don't do.
Go work.
Go work. Go do what they don't do. Doing. Go work.
Mm-hmm. And she could rap her ass off. I don't know why people don't.
Lyrical ability.
Come on. She got skill.
I mean, we watched her grow up. Like, no matter what, we watched her grow up. She was on the show, you know, with Jermaine Dupri. And I think that, like, it's time to give her a credit.
Yeah.
You know, I think they gave her a hard time. Light-skinned pretty girl. She thinks, like, nah, she got it.
Yeah.
She worked hard.
The whole Mulatto thing at one point forced her to change her name.
Like, bro, we worked. She works. Like, that pen crazy.
Crazy.
And even if it's not, she's making sure that it's crazy. So, you know, you got to give it to those people that do it. Like, some people don't want it, and then it'd still be whack. Whatever's come out her mouth, like, I'm excited for Lotto now.
Yeah.
Lotto, when everybody asks me who's the one for you, I always say Lotto. Like, who's the one that I feel or people feel that will be the one to take over this rap game, exactly, that would be here down the line, you know, when people are showing love to the Nicki Minaj's and the Lil' Kim's and the Foxy and the Queen Latifah's of the world.
Carry the torch.
I bank on Lotto.
Word,
and then I get people that's like, really? I'm like, yeah, what the fuck is wrong with you?
People always forget, like, when you actually sit down and listen to most of the great female MCs, I think that the thing that resonates the most with them is that they all know their history. They all know where it came from.
Where it came from.
You know what I'm saying? Point. And they pay homage to all of those people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's the most important thing because, like, it's cool to be whoever that's hot at the time. But you're right. Like, when it's all said and done, like, who's going to really know the history of all these records and who did this? Like, connect the dots
to
the younger people and the older people. I think she will care enough to do that.
I think the reason some people might... not even just Lotto, but like when they're looking at this generation and saying who's going to stand the test of time, I think because a lot of these artists are still building and still early in their discography, we're not learning a lot about them as people and we're not seeing the depth of like topic, right? Like, so when you talk about the Kims, the Queen Latifahs, the MC Light, it was storytelling, there were topics. That's why I love even though we had the critiques of the album, that's why I love that Lola did Dennis' Daughter, because we now know who Dennis is.
There you
know what Dad is. Even the song Dear Dennis, it's got a hard beat. She's still rapping grimy, but she's emoting about what it felt like to lose her dad and to try to talk to him and hear his voice. And I think in this climate, so many people are chasing notoriety, hits, TikTok hits, all of this. They might not have gotten a chance to dig deeper. And so missing that element sometimes makes it hard for people to say, oh, that's going to be the next one to carry the torch.
Mm-hmm.
Because we haven't had a chance to see that side of the artistry yet.
The personable side of artists.
Yeah. And I mean, back in the days, that's what it was. Like, mm-hmm. your debut album was a chance for people to get to know you. Like, all right, if I'm listening to this album, I know where he's from.
Yes.
I know about his parents. I know how he grew up. I know what part of whatever city he's from. And now, you're right. Like, it hasn't been that. Like, it's like, okay, well, if this is the sound right now, my whole album will sound like this. Or if this is who's hot, I'm just going to put these people on. Not, oh, this person fits this story or this person fits this sound. So we're going to specifically get this person, you know? Like,
exactly.
And this is why I love my guests. Y'all got some great judges we here with me today. No, it's a great point, because you made me just think about Eve for a minute when she first came out. I knew she was from Philly. Mm-hmm. I think she got an album on there called Philly.
We knew
Philly,
she was a stripper.
Philly
we
cheese.
Knew, we knew she didn't care. We knew she had tats on her titties. Yes. Like, and we loved her for that.
We knew she danced at the Golden Lady and was stripping for Mace. Like, we knew her story.
We knew she was messing with Stevie J.
We knew her story. We grew up with her.
But we also knew she was the pit bull in the skirt who was battling everybody in Rough Riders and went through the training camp.
And please give her credit, because we all want to marry a billionaire. Okay.
So one of the best come-up stories ever in hip-hop.
Honey, that's all I'm...
Like, they heard from Eve since. She'd had six times and everything.
Okay.
Not a tweet, not a water.
So back to Lotto. So thank. I know, really quick, Zane, I'm gonna ask you this, because you was like kind of looking at me sideways because you feel like she should be higher on the list, because you said something about this is her year. Why do you feel like this is her year?
I feel like this was more so her year. Like, that put it on the floor. Like, she did that.
Yeah,
and sorry. I mean, I don't get in the middle, but she said what she had to say.
She said what she said it with her chest.
Shit on it, like. I don't care who you are. And I'm coming out with more music. And I'm coming out with more music. And I'm going to make you gag.
Yes. And then she had the song 7 with Jungkook.
Oh, is that the age? Jungkook from BTS.
Mm-hmm. BTS.
Yeah. So,
where are they from?
Me, I know what that's
Korea.
About. Yeah.
Yes, that K-pop group.
That
I mean,
crossover.
The numbers
I'm talking
are crazy.
About a billion like streams in like overnight. I did a record with them. It's crazy.
And if I could speak to that real quick, because that's crazy to do a record with such a huge group like BTS. And just recently, she was getting dragged on social media for doing features with nobodies, quote unquote. Mm. You see how she said she was in the trenches doing a record with
Mellow Bucks.
Right.
Mouskatool. Yeah.
Yes. And how can y'all speak to her not staying true to the culture of hip hop? Everybody doesn't have to be a mainstream artist for her to lend her talents to.
That's right.
And you looking at me, so you're not familiar with that. So she was getting dragged.
I didn't know she was getting dragged for that.
Yeah. So
a
fan of hers said, Lotto, we really want to support you, but stop doing features with nobodies. And she said, first of all, at one point, I was a quote unquote nobody.
You know,
and it's not about that. It's about the respective ability of this thing. Like, I like this artist, I want to get on the feature. So just for me bringing up Jungkook,
yeah,
in the grand scheme of things, you don't get no bigger than that, you know. And then why can't she do records with that, and like you said, go in the trenches and do records with other people that may not be mainstream but still lend her talents and kill it when she does. So that was, you know, one of the reasons why she's on my list.
That goes back to the point that we're making about, like, this undue criticism women artists get, because that's how Drake has remained relevant for his whole career.
Child, talk about
Migos
it.
With nobodies when he jumped on Versace.
Oh, my God. Great point.
Block Boy JB. I haven't heard him since he did the record with Drake. I mean.
No, and that's a fact.
You know, no disrespect to my mans.
Or just not waiting for the record to be that big to jump on it too,
jump
as well.
On it,
you know what
it keeps you relevant. It inspires the artist. It's a whole.
And I also think that it's a reflection of her confidence.
Yeah.
Like, we got to give her that, because like you said, female artists, we worried about every damn thing. How we look, how we this, how we that.
Mm-hmm.
What people going to think? She like, fuck it. Like, I'm here to have fun. I'm here to make music. I'm going to be making music forever. Like, that's what Lotto gives us. Like, even the other day when I was looking, I'm like, damn, this girl really be having a party every year. Like, she really be having a whole themed out, but I need to go to one of Lotto parties. You know what I'm saying? Like, but she's creating her space for herself. And it's like, I love just seeing her have real fun. Like, you can tell it's not, oh, I brought my homegirl that I talk to sometimes, but she knows I'm the cool B, you know, to come hang out with me for the video. It's like, no, I got my real friends. Like, that I've been with, that we walk around in Walmart with, you know, we do ratchet shit, and if you catch me, like, this is where we gonna be. And I love that because it shows that she's still human. Like,
yeah,
I think everybody needs that little slice of humanness to help their brand, you know, get to that level. And it's just like, you can't be mad at that, bro. Shout out to Lotto.
Shout out to you. You made some great points, the both of you. Magazine covers, I said XXL. She did Forbes 30 Under 30. Cosmo, she was on the cover of Cosmopolitan. BET Awards, she won Best Female Rap Artist this year. Okay. Not to mention her endorsements. Sprite commercials with Eric B and Rakim. Grubhub, I think it's Grubhub, Christina Milian. Like, the sis is working. She might not have put out an album. But let's not undermine my girl's relevancy. And that's why she's number 6 on my list. And also, my man. Like that.
My man. Thank you to my man.
Alone, that went viral. People are making videos talking about my man, my mama. Thank you to my mama. Thank you to my man. Like, remixing
and
that.
And we still pretending like we don't know who her man is, too. That's a whole other level of power.
Said,
okay.
We all in on it.
Because we all in on it. We win, sis. Go on them trips. Get flown out, baby.
21. Okay, let's go to the... Sis, keep it a secret as long as you want to. If it's working for you...
Nobody care.
If it's working for you...
The rest of us doing the same thing.
Okay. That's my girl, Zayda Ray. I know that's right.
24, you know.
Yeah. Number 5. Oh, God. A lot of people give her a bad rep. I'm going to let y'all take it. Number 5 goes to... Ice Spice.
Stay tuned for part 2 coming soon.
I created a space where we can celebrate the unsung and the undervalued. A place where we focus on the many talents and influences for women within the culture, in hopes to inspire women everywhere to overcome adversity in a male-dominated world. Welcome to Woman in Hip Hop.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.